Hi, everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for tuning into the ICCS Cares podcast for our Back to School series. On today's episode, we will be discussing different ways that we can stay healthy. I am going to share some tips and tricks on how to eat healthy, stay active, and get plenty of sleep. But before we begin, I'd like to ask a question. What do you think is the most important part of staying healthy? Diet, sleep, or exercise? The answer is simple. They're equally important. Eating the proper foods, staying active, and getting enough sleep play a huge part in making sure that we are happy and healthy. So let's dive in and discuss what it means to eat healthy. To stay fit and healthy throughout your life, it is important that you eat a balanced diet every day. We need to make sure that we are putting the right food into our bodies to give us enough energy. Too little food and you won't have enough energy. Too much food and you'll have too much energy. It's all about finding the right balance. So how do we create this balance? Swap fizzy drinks like soda for water and avoid them altogether before bed because they can keep you awake all night. Eat 5 portions of fruit and vegetables a day, or more if you can. If you need help understanding portions, remember that one portion is about a handful, and juice can only count towards one of your 5 portions a day. Foods like potatoes, bread, cereal, rice, and pasta should make up about a third of the food you eat. They are a great source of energy, so try to include them at each of your main meals. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Milk, cheese, and yogurt are great sources of calcium, which make teeth and bones strong. You need to make sure you have some every day. Meat, fish, eggs, and beans give us protein, vitamins, and minerals, which help us grow strong and healthy. Try to eat these foods at your lunch and evening meal each day and to try to have 2 helpings of fish a week. By using these tips to create a balanced diet, we are one step closer to maintaining our healthy lifestyle. You may have heard me mention before that a balanced diet gives us the right amount of energy to conquer our day. But what are we supposed to do with that energy? Being active is not only really fun, but it's also good for our health. There are endless ways to be fit and active, running around with your friends, riding your bike, dancing, football, playing hide and seek or tag, or gymnastics, whatever you enjoy. It's good to mix up the type of activity you're doing. This makes sure you're helping your heart, your muscles, and your bones to grow healthy and strong. Fun fact, it is recommended that school-age children are physically active for at least 1 hour a day. Whether you are active for 1 hour or more, you'll have to recharge at the end of the day, and nothing beats a good night's sleep. Sleep is important because without enough sleep, you can struggle to concentrate or feel like you want to crash out and lie down when everyone else is busy having fun. Everyone needs a different amount of sleep, and this changes as you grow up. As a guide, if you're in elementary school, you should be getting 10 to 11 hours sleep a night, so that means going to bed between 7 and 8 p.m. every night. Once you get to 10 years old, you may need a little less sleep, maybe 8.5 to 9.5 hours a night. There are some things that we can do to make sure that we are sleepy and ready for bed at the right time to get a full night's sleep. Get lots of fresh air and exercise during the day, as this will help make sure you feel tired at bedtime. After dinner, take some time to relax. Avoid watching TV and using electronic devices, as this wakes your brain up. Dim the lights in your room to make it darker and listen to calming music. Have a warm, relaxing bath or enjoy a warm drink like milk. Make sure you avoid fizzy drinks and caffeine, and don't forget to brush your teeth before bed. creating a bedtime routine, which is always the same and happens at about the same time every night, helps teach your body when it's time for bed and helps you get a more peaceful night's sleep. And that wraps up today's episode of the ICCS Cares Back to School series. Once again, we have included a few links if you are interested in learning more about eating healthy on a budget and creating a bedtime routine. On next week's episodes, we'll have a chat about empathy and respect. Until next time.